Vicky Buniff Taylor teaches a combined kindergarten and first grade class. Since last Friday and until the Chinese New Year ends, she will be devoting part of her teaching time to the topic of China. I walk into the classroom on Friday as Vicky is reading the children a book on Chinese New Year.
The Chinese calendar has a 12-year cycle. All 12 signs of the zodiac are represented by animals. 2008 is the year of the rat.
If you were born the year of the rat, you're either the age of 1, 13, 25, 37, 49, 61, 73, 85, or 97. The rat is the first sign of the Chinese zodiac. In ancient times, the rat was known as a protector and bringer of material prosperity. It is an animal associated with aggression, wealth, charm, and order, yet also associated with death, war, and atrocities. But none of this information is in Vicky's book. The book she reads to the class sticks to more basic ideas.
China is a country. It is in the continent of Asia. It is the biggest country in Asia, and it has the largest population of any country in the world. So there are more people living in China than any place else in the world.
After she finishes reading, Vicky tells the students about the lucky red envelopes Chinese children receive for the new year. These red envelopes, called Hung Bao, are usually filled with good luck money. As Vicky passes out the homemade Hung Bao she has made for each student, they exchange a greeting. Gong Hei Fat Choi. That's Cantonese for congratulations and the wish for prosperity. Between Chinese people worldwide, you'll hear the same thing being said. In Mandarin, it's Gong Si Fat Sai. You'll also hear Xin Nian Kuai Le, which literally translates into Happy New Year. As they sit down to tea and homemade mooncakes, Vicky's students tell me about the parade they had in the hallways to kick off the new year.
He dressed up like lions and went down the halls of a school. We had these instruments that we played.
We went like this and we would make like a drumming sound. We were wearing lion like masks.
We made like all these different decorations on them, and we took this pencil and we curled the hair around it and then stuck it on a lion mask.
Why we danced down the halls is so we could scare away the evil spirits and bring good luck to our school.
The Lion Parade is just one of many activities the students will participate in as Vicky and her students follow the new moon to a full moon and learn about Chinese culture. They will be focusing on the characteristic of creativity.
That characteristic seems to be very prevalent in Chinese culture, so we'll be investigating a lot of the Chinese inventions and contributions to our world culture, and then trying to recreate and use some of those techniques, such as calligraphy and the kanji, the traditional symbols. We'll be doing some origami, possibly some kite makings. We plan to sample lots of food and learn to use chopsticks. Those are just a few of the things we have planned. There's also music and dance. So we're hoping to make it a real well-rounded, integrated unit of study.
Vicky has been teaching for 18 years, but this is the first time she has taught Chinese culture and Chinese New Year.
This is my first Chinese New Year, so I'm very excited to have a context in which to do that. I don't like to do, for lack of a better word, the holidays that Hallmark has defined so much as what is relevant to my students. And having a Chinese-born student in our class community this year was just a perfect opportunity to celebrate Chinese New Year and learn some more about that culture.
Jing O'Brien is in kindergarten this year. She, as well as her sister Sophie, who was also born in China, are more than happy to share their roots with their peers. Much of Jing and Sophie's knowledge of China is from their parents, who are both American. In fact, their mother, Diane O'Brien, has been a great help and resource for Vicky. She's in the classroom today for the activities.
It's been lots of fun, and we're excited that the group is embracing the Chinese heritage and making the big world a lot smaller for children.
Vicky's students are continuing their education in Chinese culture in the Chinese Lunar New Year the rest of this week and into the next. So if anyone in Wrangell wants to learn something about another culture, just ask one of Vicky's students. They will all be very eager to wish you. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.